You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, my hair is falling out. Ever since the new year, I've been losing my hair. I'm with you. Me too. Can women use Propecia? Oh, boy. Are you ladies losing your hair? You know, guys have been losing hair for years, and we blame it on genetics. We blame it on the mother's side of the family. Everybody always blames the mom's side of the family. All right? But male pattern baldness is just something that is we've actually, I've decided to actually brand you all that have male pattern baldness for you men. It's just plain out sexy. I love the fact that we have the Vin Diesel and we have The Rock and we have Rick on Pawn Stars and everybody shaving their head and Bruce Willis. So as far as I'm concerned, it's sexy. Unfortunately, us women, when we start to lose our hair, it doesn't seem to be as sexy. We women are, I guess, expected to have hair. We're not expected to have hair on our legs or on our upper lip or on our chin, right, or on our breast. Or under our arms, but we're expected to have good hair on top of our head. That really frustrates me. That frustrates me a lot. Okay, so a man doesn't want a bald woman, right? But he doesn't want a hairy woman. So what the hell do you guys want? Okay, I get that. I get that. So, yeah, some women have used Propecia because women will... there are a lot of women out there that do start to have the male pattern baldness where it starts to thin either at the vertex up at the top or up by the forehead and have an expanding hairline. But a lot of times us women, we just start to lose our hair as our estrogen drops. And I got to tell you, it is scary. Now, usually we go through these trends. I mean, you know how you could lose a few hundred hairs easily, I don't know, a day. I think the number is even more than that. I don't know if they've ever really tested it and have an exact number. And a lot of us will try to avoid washing our hair because whenever we wash our hair, that's when we see the hair fall. But I'm going to tell you something. Right? If you're having issues with the hair follicle, you not washing your hair isn't going to help. You still got to keep your hair clean. But as we age, men or women, there are hormone issues to play. And our hair that was nice and bushy and full and thick, it does. It starts to thin with age. And there's it's hard to fight the aging process. All right. You know, I hear all these commercials for anti-aging and how to prevent aging and how to, you know, I think we need to really work on how to embrace aging and make it work for you. All right. I mean, the one thing I really am baffled by is all the things I could do with wigs. You know, anytime I have a bad hair day, I try to play around with like a hairpiece and wig. And I gotta tell you, I get compliments when I wear really cool hair like that. And I've noticed my patients wearing wigs, their hair looks damn good. I mean, you've seen me, many of you have seen me. I always have a bad hair day. You know, maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel to this. Maybe there's some silver lining, right, to aging and starting to thin your hair because maybe I'll start wearing wigs. I mean, Dolly Parton's hair is awesome. And if Dolly Parton is doing that all by wigs, then, oh, my gosh, Dolly Partonize my head now because I would love to have big, beautiful hair that people talk about. I'm tired of my hair always sucking. I hate that. I can't stand having bad hair days. But if you are losing your hair, men or women, and you don't think it's more of a genetic-based trait, where you start getting the receding hairline, etc., always check your thyroid. Always check your nutrition. All right. If you're not eating well, how do you expect to keep good skin and good hair? And stress is a biggie. I know a lot of us are stressed. This whole losing our health care and trying to deal with Obamacare and our out-of-pocket costs going up and things costing more. Yeah, I was really frustrated this week. I talk about this all the time. You know, every now and then I want to go out to dinner. I want to go out to breakfast with the family. And I'm tired of it costing $50-$60. I'm tired of just always ordering water. I would like to order orange juice at a breakfast place. But the problem is when you go to a breakfast place and you order a glass of orange juice, it's $2.50 a glass. You know, for my anniversary, my husband and I have been married for 17 years. But we decided to celebrate the anniversary over the weekend. Okay? We went to dinner. Keep it clean. And we went to the Eiffel Tower at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. Beautiful. Guys, it is absolutely beautiful. Plus, we had a couple gift certificates, right? Because otherwise, you know, my husband would have taken me to, Outback, because it's a hell of a lot cheaper. But anyway, so we went to the Eiffel Tower of Paris, and it was absolutely gorgeous, all right? But I got mad. And I got mad, not because of the service and not because of the food. I mean, it was phenomenal. But I decided to order a drink, and unfortunately, the drink came, it was probably maybe, I don't know, 4 ounces. And they charged $20 for that. $20. Now, I understand that when you go to these fancy schmancy restaurants, and I don't go to them a lot, okay, that things are going to cost more. You're not going to be able to get a diet soda for $1.50. I get that. But $20 for a beverage, it kind of makes me mad. Now, of course, the restaurant was full, and it's a phenomenal restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants in Las Vegas. I mean, the food is phenomenal. We had the Beef Wellington, right? Because, you know, I watch a lot of Hell's Kitchen and, you know, Gordon Ramsay. If you want a very, very nice dinner out to eat, that's great. But, you know, when you look at just you know, regular restaurants that you may want to go to, these breakfast places, etc., they are charging an arm and a leg. And I find that really, really frustrating. And so for those of you that are kind of stressed with money, I mean, even going to the grocery store, when I buy groceries, I'm already at $100, $150. And if the kids don't eat the leftovers or they leave them out for the aunts to get them, you really only got a couple meals out of that. So how do we deal with, you know, the economy? How do we deal with the rising expenses and inflation and, I don't know, family issues and work issues and weight issues and health issues and not lose our hair? I don't know. Okay, I mean, maybe we all need to see therapists. I don't know. I mean, how do you deal with it? How do you not sweat the little stuff when this stuff is big stuff? Okay? I mean, a lot of people are upset about Obamacare. It is still the number one email I get. When you guys ask me medical questions and ask me issues and email me, the number one question is still, what the hell do I do? This is horrible. What do I do? How do I go to a doctor? Where do I find an inexpensive doctor? What do I do if I need chemotherapy? You guys are scared. And I don't blame you. So if I could give you any advice for those of you losing your hair, definitely lower the stress. A lot to talk about when we get back. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had asked me over the weekend how athletes can be these quote-unquote supermen without doing performing enhancement drugs. And if it's at all possible, and I have to say, yes, it is possible, because many people do pass their drug screens. I don't think all these super athletes do performance-enhancing drugs. I think there are people out there that are pretty, pretty fit, and we do have people, like, Michael Phelps. I mean, you know, I know he's passed his tests, and he's, you know, pretty muscular, and he's got the wingspan and the body type, and I think some people just have the certain edge. You know, when we were looking at the, Winter Olympics and the figure skating, we didn't look at it because I wasn't on air at the time, but back in the 90s, was it maybe 1994, Lillehammer, the Oksana Bayul, et cetera. You know, with the aerodynamics that's involved and your center of mass with your body, et cetera, you know, there are some things that performance-enhancing drugs can't do. You have to have a certain build. You have to be able to know how to capture the air and get the certain spring and things like that, depending on the sport you're doing. And so, you know, yes, obviously, You know, people may be able to do miraculous things like Lance Armstrong did, you know, using super drugs, but super drugs, using performance enhancing drugs. But I do believe that you can have super athletes. Okay, so I still think we should have faith in our athletes. Okay, and I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how the Broncos do in the playoffs. Man, I'm pretty excited. I am so excited. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I think it's the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Patriots. It's going to be the Patriots and the 49ers, and I think the Seahawks and the Broncos, if I'm not correct. Who is it? Oh, I got it correct. Good. Okay. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend for football. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'll give you guys my picks later this week. All right. So Alex Rodriguez apparently was inside allegedly a toilet cubicle, right, to give blood to Anthony Bosch. Anthony Bosch, I guess, was just interviewed on 60 Minutes, and he was the one that I guess supplied the testosterone, human growth hormone, and other illegal substances to A-Rod. And I guess he alleged that he once drew blood from A-Rod in a Miami nightclub bathroom stall at exactly 8 p.m. to test how long the drugs remained in his system. All right. Apparently, there's something called gummies out there where it's candy laced with testosterone. Now, how much did this Bosch guy make? According to Daily Mail, he made about $12,000 per month to provide Mr. Rodriguez the assortment of drugs. I know. See, don't be calling it candy, because I know kids are listening to this going, oh my gosh. Apparently, it was reported on 60 Minutes that A-Rod is afraid of needles. And so he had to try to take the medication another way. And so, apparently the Bosch didn't think anything was ethically wrong with that because, quote unquote, everyone else is on them. So when you hear something like that, I mean, are we to think, you know, everybody's on these drugs? I mean, are there no super athletes out there? You know, is this something where all, and I mean, do we want to know? I mean, if let's say that was true, everybody was taking something, or they were able to figure out a way to not get through, to be able to pass a drug test and to elude the testing that gets done. I mean, do we even want to know? I mean, what if that put an end to the NBA, the NFL, baseball, hockey, etc.? I mean, what if that put an end to all those games? I think some of us, we may not even want to know. I mean, we like the Olympics. I love watching the Olympics. I love it. I love seeing how fast people are. Yeah, it sickens me to think that somebody cheated. All right, and we talked about that. If anybody ever doped anywhere in their career, they should be lifetime banned from the Olympics. Because if you're an Olympian, that means you got there, right, by work on your own, by your body on your own. Okay, that's how I look at the Olympics. The Olympics is supposed to be the best of the best, both with sportsmanship, but also character. So as far as I'm concerned, athletic ability and character. So as far as I'm concerned, lifetime ban from the Olympics if you ever doped, period. But if what we're watching week to week are people who are taking substances so they can do what they need to do, then, you wonder if this is something that anybody even wants to open up and reveal. I mean, the football industry, the baseball industry, the basketball industry, I mean, these are multi-billion dollar industries. These are huge. And then one of you had asked me a while back when we were talking about Lance Armstrong, what's the difference between somebody doping or taking a pain pill or a sleeping pill? If an athlete takes a medicine for pain, or an anti-inflammatory even, all right, isn't that enhancing their performance? Well, there's different types of enhancers. I'm going to actually be on Doug McIntyre in the morning on KBC tomorrow discussing this. There's different types of way to enhance your performance. What Lance Armstrong was doing with the EPO, the erythropoietin, is upping his red blood cells. And the more red blood cells you have, the more oxygen-carrying capacity you have. So this was artificially altering something in your body so you have extra blood cells. And since erythropoietin is a natural occurring hormone that is always positive in your blood, it's very easy to elude drug testing because it's not, one of the normal drugs that they test for. although now they are being able to look at that. And so, you know, how I look at it is athletes should be able to take anti-inflammatories, et cetera. And I don't look so much at that as performance enhancing, but you're right. If you look at the definition of it, okay, you know, somebody, you know, can't go out on the field because he's having pain, so he takes medicine to decrease the inflammation or the pain to enhance his performance. But then what are you going to do? You're going to stop icing? I mean, come on. These guys have to play. These guys have to take care of themselves. Plus, anti-inflammatories are therapeutic. So decreasing the inflammation because you, you know, hurt your knee and tore a meniscus or have an ACL injury, hamstring tear, etc., you're allowed to do that. So there are things that we do allow our athletes to do in order to still perform. Right? And then, you know, a sleeping aid. If you're having trouble sleeping, are you allowed to take a sleeping medication? From what I understand, athletes can't. You know, they are able to take a sleeping medication. The Navy SEALs were taking Ambien, for crying out loud. Our Navy SEALs were taking Ambien because the time changed when they were going to other parts of the world, obviously on different time changes. And then when they got there, when they were up, they had to be up. So, you know, there are certain things that we consider okay. And there are other things that we don't. And testosterone is not considered okay. It's not. Human growth hormone for our athletes, not considered okay. So it's interesting. I think one of you asked me, is he going to get in trouble for practicing medicine without a license? I believe Bosch was at one time fined. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. But it definitely opens our eyes to what's going on. And it all depends, is A-Rod going to take everybody down with him? Or was he the only one? Personally, I think a lot of people out there do. I think once you're in that line of work and you have all that pressure on you, all right, failure is not an option for many of these people. And so they will succeed at all costs. And if doping or enhancing resort to in order to, you know, play to the degree that everybody expects them to play, I'm sure that there's many more athletes out there. And it just, it's kind of disappointing because kids really looked up to Lance Armstrong. Right? Kids looked up to A-Rod. And to think that he had to dope to do what he had to do. But then you wonder, I mean, if they all have to do it. And I don't think they all do it, but, you know, Jeter, I don't think they all, I mean, I think there are people that just really, really can play. But it's just something I want to believe. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you do get chemicals in everything, and it looks like even bottled water. They say a study by German researchers found 25,000 chemicals lurking in a single bottle of water. All right, that took a lot of counting. They say many of these chemicals mimic the effects of potent pharmaceuticals inside your body. All right, they could even be endocrine enhancers and hormone enhancers. What they did is they broke the study up into two parts. Researchers tested about 18 samples of various commercially sold water bottles around the globe. Through chemical analyses, according to Fox News, they tested the water to determine if it interfered with the body's estrogen and androgen receptors. They also tested the tap water, and researchers were shocked to learn that most of the bottled waters revealed interference with both kinds of hormone receptors. Amounts as little as 0.1 ounces could inhibit your estrogenic activity by 60% and androgenic activity by 90%. Tap water, no activity. So in that case, they're saying tap water, less effect on your hormones than bottled water. During the second part of the study, scientists decided to pinpoint which chemicals were the cause and I guess and how many. And I guess they used detection. I don't know if they used chromatography or whatnot, but 24,500 different chemicals in water bottles, including fumarates, maleates, endocrine disruptors. Why? Because of the plastic resin. So, which is safer, tap water or bottled water? We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. All right, so, sorry we're having some little internet issues, but I think we got all that going. I gotta tell you, man, you know, when all the show, or when all our electronics is now, you know, based on this whole cybersphere, I just really hope that the cybersphere stays okay. We're talking about, you know, Obamacare and, you know, we're dealing with our personal bodies. I wonder if we need some sort of, you know, care for the whole cybersphere thing, because that's pretty panicking. I mean, look how just the world just stopped for a second there. All right. I was reading an email before we got cut off a little bit, and I don't have it up yet, but it was, I believe it was Mike from California. I don't remember the city from California. And he had asked me any advice I could give on getting a raise. He said all his coworkers have gotten a raise, and he hasn't. Does he possibly have a discrimination suit? All right. He's Latino. And you know, maybe it's a issue with his coworkers, etc. Not being Latino. And, you know, it's one of those things where I wish you could call in, because I'd love to kind of get a little bit more of the situation. When, you know, me being an employer, deciding who gets raises in my office, I like to have the everybody's, you know, equal approach type of thing. You know, because when most of your staff start to do the same type of job, all right, with the exception of who has more experience than not, you know, I like to make sure people feel like they're getting paid the same for the same job. But I do have to admit, in my years of being an employer, every now and then you'll have an employee that, you know, just barely gets to work right on time. You know, will never be there a minute early. Or when they will leave just right on time at that mark. And they're allowed to. That's their job. But as an employer, I mean, if I could just kind of, you know, tell you what I see from the employer's eyes, the person that, you know, ends up going, you know what, I don't mind if I have to stay late. I want to just finish this job. Okay, just because it's quitting time, I'm worried about this patient. Somebody like that shows that they care and they're a little bit more invested in their job. You know, or somebody coming a little bit early. I mean, I used to always come early because I wanted to be ready by the time I was supposed to show up to work. Now, mind you, I did have some jobs when you had to clock in. And when I had to clock in, I remember I would, you know, if you didn't get paid for clocking in early, then I would clock in. And, you know, and I understand, you know, you kind of hang out by the time clock when you leave. You know, so like if it's 0 to 15 minutes and you're already over the zero mark, if you wait till 7 minutes, sometimes you get paid for the next hour because it rounds up. I get that. I mean, I did that same trick when I was an employee at some places. I get that. All right. But something like that, if you're doing that type of behavior, most likely the boss is picking up on that, or management is picking up on that. And so if you're noticing that all your other coworkers are getting the raises, yes, discrimination does happen. Okay, and that is extremely important. You would think in this day and age nobody would discriminate against you for race or creed, belief, gender, etc. But it could happen. But, you know, as an employer, I would just say double check to see if any of your behaviors could be construed as that. Now, it's always difficult when you have a goody two-shoes in your office, right? And we all know who that is. There's a goody two-shoes that always comes early and stays late, and it makes everybody else look bad, and that stinks. But that's kind of hard to that's not really a fixable issue. I mean, you know, if that person is coming in early and stay late and being overly kissy-uppy, I'm sure the boss notices that too. I mean, if somebody is over-kissing your butt, I mean, I always see that. Okay, and then I try to go out of my way to not look like I favor that butt kiss, right? That the person is the butt kiss, because I don't want to look like that's what I want. I don't want my butt kissed. I want patients being taken care of, okay? I want people to understand why, if you're trying to call a person on an abnormal potassium, why just because 5 o'clock hits, you hang up the phone and you say calling them tomorrow is a bad idea, okay? So I want somebody more invested into their job and understand what they're doing. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got Francis calling from North Carolina. Hey, Francis, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good. Good morning. What's up?
Well, you were talking about the issue about what type of water was better, whether you had a choice between bottled water or tap water, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And also, depending on what part of the country you're in as to what how the water is treated is another issue regarding tap water.
Agreed. Agreed. What have you seen?
Well, for one thing, if I had to use a bottled water, I tend to use one that actually comes in a glass bottle.
Mm.
And there's one version I've come across that actually uses a glass bottle.
Which?
For that matter. I'm sorry?
Which one uses a glass bottle?
One brand is called Voss. V-O-S-S.
That's right. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love the taste of Voss water. It's expensive, though. But, oh, my gosh, you're right. Yeah, because then you don't have the BPA issue.
That's true. No, the only difference is that they do have a difference between still water and spring water. No, not spring water. Sparkling water, because with the sparkling you have the carbon dioxide, the carbonation done to it to give it that bubbling effect.
Right.
Outside of that, as far as the bottled water issue goes, now as far as the tap water goes, being different from one area of the U.S. to another, the reason why I discovered this is because I use a purification system for our water whenever we're traveling. And it, well, to say the least, it's one of the Berkey gravity filtration systems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that when I am visiting, like, north part of Virginia, the water up there is very different than it is in North Carolina. And I literally have to clean the filtration system between, because when you get chemicals from one state mixed with the chemicals of another state, depending on what combination they're in.
Right.
They can really mess up the filtration where you have to clean it before you actually go back to using it again.
Makes sense.
It's that fluky, and it's like the impression you get is that there's something wrong with the filtration when actually, in fact, there isn't. It is actually catching what's going on, but the point that it gets clogged up and you have to clean it. You know, and so you can actually start using it normally again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and on top of that, there's a difference even between, like, say, another place in Charlotte, North Carolina, compared to Raleigh, as compared to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
no, I hear you. Yeah, no, and Francis, especially with what's going on with West Virginia now, there's a lot of distrust of the public water system. You know, I mean, look at this. I don't even know what they're telling West Virginia residents now. And of course, I always worry about chemicals and people flushing their medicines down the toilet. But, you know, bottled water, the purpose of that story was bottled water doesn't mean it's chemical free. I think we all knew that. I wouldn't say go to tap water instead, because I'm still very nervous about the pipes and the way the city handles things and by the time they figure out if there's a spill or not. But, Francis, we're going to break. Thank you again so much for calling. I appreciate it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, this one story kind of, you know, blew my mind that we're looking at 90,000 emergency room visits a year due to these kids getting assaulted in school, whether it be gunshot wound or stabbing or scrapes and abrasions. And you're looking at this going, how the hell can this happen? Well, apparently a study has shown us now that kids age 5 to 19, right, are injured to such degrees that they need to actually be hospitalized or take a trip to the ER. Now, I have noticed the way schools have done their schoolyards and their playgrounds, and it's almost like what you would see in an, I guess, a mental hospital with, you know, padded walls. I mean, everything seems to be padded. I remember kids would fall down on the playground and then break a bone, et cetera. And as lawsuits started to increase, then certain measures were taken to, you know, increase the safety. And, I mean, to think, remember the seesaw? We would be playing on the seesaw as little kids, and then somebody would say, "Hey, George, let's go." So he would go, he would be then on the bottom while you're up high. He would get off, and then you would slam down to the metal and break your coccyx. I mean, that was miserable. And it blows my mind that I was on seesaws as long as I was. So if any of you have coccyx issues from your childhood, I blame the seesaw. And then the merry-go-round would give you vertigo. Some of the monkey bars would give you rotator cuff injuries, etc. But, you know, things are safer now. So what are these injuries? All right. Well, apparently the report, which was published online January 13th in the journal Pediatrics, the researchers looked at statistics regarding emergency room visits by young people in 66 hospitals from 2001 to 2008. Then they estimated the number of injuries nationwide during that time. 7 million ER visits were made because of injuries at school during the eight-year study period. And they're saying assaults were 96% of them, as opposed to self-harm or harm from a police officer. When does harm from a police officer put somebody in the hospital? All right. I guess, let me see. Boys, of course, more than girls. Intentional injuries. Firearms were about 0.08%. And then I'm trying to see. They aren't really listing all of them. I thought they were. I thought it was like tripping over your book bag. But again, to require the ER. I mean, you're looking at 90,000. I mean, what is it? I mean, I've tripped and fallen and bruised and scuffled myself. You go to the school nurse. But to require emergency room? Now, is it because many of us don't have health care, so we're overutilizing the emergency room? A lot of us do. I mean, we've talked about that, right? You can't get in to see your doctor. You cut yourself, so you end up in the ER. And that could be another issue. Maybe the reason why our emergency room use is rising is because we just don't have access. So when you do cut yourself, you only have 12 hours, by the way, to get that cut sutured. So even though some of us could maybe stretch it close to 24 hours, by 12 hours, you've already started to granulate. And so there's also been increased chance of infection because it's been open that long. So, you know, the reason why you sew something up is twofold. One is to, you know, decrease infection. Two is to, you know, get that wound closed so that it cosmetically looks good. And then number three is it heals faster. Okay, if you can bring the wound together, it appears to heal faster. Now, there's a lot of properties where skin grow on other skin. It's a phenomenal thing, our body, and how it regenerates new tissue. But the number one reason why we sew somebody up is because of infection. So you guys are right to get that addressed. And if you have a doctor that doesn't suture or staple or close wounds, you have to go to the ER. All right? And it's one of those things where if we're going to self-teach medicine, and a lot of people are now, you know, going to the computer to diagnose themselves, and I guess in Europe, I believe, they're testing where you could just call into a computer about your diabetes and your blood pressure, and the computer shoots you out an answer. So a lot of us are already not going to physicians, all right, you know, to get medical advice. That I disagree with, all right, you know, but, you know, some of these little baby cuts, you know, if mom really knows how to clean it out, okay, I trust mom closing it. Now, I wouldn't want somebody to close a wound on a face. Okay, I wouldn't want somebody closing a dog wound. That's why you still go to a medical professional. All right, but you know, maybe there's some things we can teach us to do so we don't have to clog up the emergency room. And now that we have these glues, like these Dermabond glues, oh my gosh, they are wonderful. The problem is people may not know when to use them, right? You know, if you, like, for example, my son had stepped on one of my stiletto heels that was sticking straight up, so the heel went into his foot, and so part of the subcutaneous tissue was falling out. So, you know, my husband's a chiropractor. This was in the middle of the night. We had a flight 2 or 3 hours later that we were packing for, and he's like, can we just glue it, you know, for now, clean it out and glue it? And no, because pieces of the heel were coming out, right? And I'm like, no, this we got to sew up. You know, so we took him to the clinic, and we sewed him up, right? And then I had my friend take a look at him and make sure he was fine when we got back. But that stunk. He was mad, you know, but it was his fault because my shoes were sitting out there and he had accidentally kicked the shoe up into the upside down position. So it still really isn't my fault, even though I did apologize to my baby for that happening. But there's a lot of wounds I wouldn't just glue up. But, you know, if we are dealing with an overabundance and overuse of the emergency room, maybe we can decide collectively on certain things that don't have to be addressed by the doctor. The problem is, and I've discussed this with you guys before, there's no quote-unquote easy diagnosis, okay? Whenever I hired a mid-level or anybody hired me, you know, before I was experienced enough, okay, like, for example, I made my own position in one of the emergency rooms at Lake Havasu ER, okay? I wanted a position. I said, look, let me take some of the lighter cases. Okay, the ER doc can take the heavy cases, I can take some of the lighter cases, like the bladder infections, etc. Well, as you all have known, as I've, you know, told you guys stories of when I did ER, some of these lighter cases turned out to be just as heavy as any other emergency room case. The woman come in with a bladder infection that ended up being a heart attack. Somebody coming in with, shall we say, some tooth pain and it being a heart attack. So I don't want people self-diagnosing because I think a lot of things go wrong. We just had a patient's husband, unfortunately, drop dead after dinner having a heart attack. He thought he was having acid reflux. All right, how many people die of a heart attack telling their family that they have heartburn that day? And so I don't know if we could come up with some sort of rule of thumb when to go to the hospital or not. We do. We try. You guys will look it up online. When do I have to go to the emergency room? You'll call the emergency room and say, when do I bring them in? Well, is the chest pain this? Is it this? Is it this? But, you know, when you hear people say, no, it's just heartburn. What if they're using that term heartburn incorrectly? What if somebody is sweating? They went outside to shovel the snow and they come back inside and they're sweating. Are they sweating because they shoveled snow or are they sweating because they're having a heart attack? And, you know, me as the doctor, I can, you know, luckily discern and do some tests and listen, you know, and so I would want somebody like that to go to the emergency room. The problem we're having is a lot of people are going to the emergency room that don't need to be. And we are going to, as our medicine becomes socialized, give you rules and regulations and give you guidelines on when to go to the ER or not. That's going to happen. And you will not be allowed to go to the emergency room. What's going to happen is people are going to learn what to say so they do get in. Oh, my child's having chest pain when all it is a cut on their hand. I mean, people are going to kind of figure out their way around it. But as we start to lose access, as we start to go into the socialized medicine realm that we're going into, you're not going to be able to go into the ER. The mass flooding of the emergency rooms are going to be stopped somehow. And I don't know if I agree with that. All right, I think that could be extremely dangerous when somebody tries to just blanketly say, you don't come here. But it's something to see later and something I don't want to see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877. Oh, we're done. Oh, no. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by
100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.